Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 AM WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I was trying to think of when I always used to have this image prior to it happening of sports, entertainment, politics, and business all merging together. And here it is, in the sense of the entertainment industry. Trump has not only revolutionized politics, done a great job in really revolutionizing business in many respects, but he's also completely revolutionized the political field and the entertainment field. He's a true icon with, I think, an IQ. I was looking at it. I went through some IQs the other day. I think he's at 151 or 156. So those of you who say he's not a genius and you want to go by the one measure, he's a genius. He's got about 26 points on me, which puts me out of the genius area. Trust me, if they did an IQ test on me right now, I think I could exceed being a low-grade idiot, but it's okay. Trump, in his quest, in his feisty manner, just doesn't really slow down, just for a little bit of humor, and it's a little bit of humor, because I think we've all gotten used to Donald Trump. That doesn't mean we've all accepted him. I have accepted him. But Trump ripped into Biden. By the way, Biden's 75. Trump is 71. And Trump called Biden crazy and mentally and physically weak. Came after Biden was speaking at an anti-sexual assault rally in Miami on Tuesday. Yeah, he's one to speak on that, the groper. He said he probably would have beat the hell out of the president if they had attended high school together then. And he said a guy who ended up becoming our national leader said, "I can grab a woman anywhere and she likes it." Okay, we all know about that. This is a quote. Biden said, "If they asked me if I'd like to debate this gentleman and I said no, I said if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him." So now Trump's in his rebuttal. It's really funny. Trump said he doesn't know me about Biden, but he would go down fast and hard and crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. This is the new world of elitism we're in. And for all you elitists out there, too damn bad. Yeah, there are limits, no doubt about it. But in this particular case, with the excessive radical behavior of the far left, you know what I'm saying? There are almost no limits. Almost no limits. a lot of other stories out there today. And the big one that has me really frustrated is that zero funding for the wall. Those SOBs, you know, the Republicans are going to come back to regret this. Now, I don't know how Trump will do it. He's smarter than the rest of me, Will. He'll get it done. It was just yesterday that Congress released a $1.3 trillion ominous spending bill. Would you believe in that bill? There's no funding for Trump's proposed border wall. It's a major setback. Trump was looking for $25 billion and was willing to offer these immigration benefits, illegal immigration benefits, to construct a wall to stop illegal crossings from Mexico and also a part of Canada. This wall, or at least, let me precede that by saying, border patrols have prevented many, 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 many crimes, including murder, with just getting on the border. If we put this border wall up, the same result would be the case that was in Israel. Terrorism isn't going to stop. It'll take different forms. But the prevention of these horrific attacks on Israel have been reduced substantially. And these SOBs in this country, Democrats and Republicans, are voting against a miserly small $25 billion, or I'll say 25, you know, it used to be Everett Dirksen said you spend $1 billion here and he's a late senator, spend $1 billion here and $1 billion there, and pretty soon you're into some serious money. Oh no, you spend $1 trillion here and $1 trillion there, and pretty soon you're into some serious money. In the whole perspective of things, and for the things we're wasting money on, billions of dollars, I don't know, maybe even trillions. I mean, I wouldn't surprise me. Do you realize how much this is? It's nothing. And you know how many American lives it would save? Thousands. So if you want to go ahead and vote Democrat, go ahead. Sign your own suicide pact. If you want to vote Republican across the board, go ahead. Same thing. They're gutless. Oh, there are, I don't really have to name them every day. I come on here. There are some really good, decent Republicans, you know, like Louie Gohmert of Texas, you know, reminds me kind of a Gomer Pyle or something. Right on though. Right on. Those rats aren't going to, through conventional measures, let Trump fund this. I wish he had Jeff Bezos' money and were a conservative. I think he'd fund it out of his own money if he had to. Because, first of all, those who think money, 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 Trump, 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 boy, he's using the presidency to make all this money. Oh, he should liquidate his business, right? It's absurd. And I mean, this is the cry of the liberals who hate big business. But for those of you out there, and I wish I could give you a specific number. Trump's net worth has dropped substantially from the time he assumed the presidency. And I'm not talking about the presidential salary he doesn't take, which I think it was at $400,000 a year now. I mean, that's nothing. But if you look at what he has sacrificed to fight it seems like a 90% plurality in this country, but it isn't. But the voices like you and most of my listeners here are, you can't be strong enough to ward off the vicious, evil media as well. Dumb Hollywood. Oh, my God, are they dumb. I want to accept James Woods and John Voight and certainly some others whom I have great respect for, because it'll cost them roles too. But we're heading south again. And it's all because of these ridiculous restraints that are putting on Trump and the goal to get him impeached. It's a singular goal here. Get him on impeached on anything. McConnell and Ryan don't want a border wall. Not at all. They hate it. They're bluffing. And Paul Ryan, I wish Trump had the... Ryan hates Trump. And McConnell dislikes Trump immensely. They're trying to sell the president on the idea that they'll find it in another bill when they know that's not going to happen. Believe me, if you want to get something done, and that's for everybody every day, I haven't got time to do my taxes. Oh, I wish I could do it. You'll do what you have to do. But if I called on the phone and said, I guarantee I can make you $50 million on a $500 investment, don't you think they'd leave the family barbecue? Come on. Let's be real. And all the tears from the far left and the media, oh, it is just excruciating, but not because I feel bad for them. They get tons of money. Why don't they go back into their little conclave and live life to the fullest? Not going to happen. The spending bill provides more than $1 billion for border security enhancements, including, you know, that surveillance system and some $641 million for over 30 miles of new fences and border crossing obstacles. I mean, there's just no doubt about this. Furious. Okay, we'll come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off my pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
You have a list of bills that were passed. My God.
You know, doing an interview with you is like being a jukebox. You push all the right buttons.
Favorite album. Number one, Saturday Night Fever. Number two, Annie. Number three, The Mystic Moods of Love. All right, we're back with Trump. And what they're trying to do to this guy. I mean, here he is. He laid out an olive branch about legitimizing DACA. And Chuck Schumer ran. You don't even hear them talking about it. They don't give a damn about those immigrants. Not a damn. If it translates to votes, it's fine. They'll drive them across the border to vote. They are the most ruthless, vindictive crime operating organization in the United States. The left. I mean, I can't really define it except to say the dark state. It is... battle after battle, even though it looks like in the overall thing they're going to win. This is why I hate the Republicans so much. Because they've got every I don't know. They're dealing from a... they got a president who's become truly conservative in his policy. They've got a Congress that worked hard to retain the Republican ID. And we're in control of all three branches. And it's still like the radical progressives are. And we're going to, when I say we, I don't mean me as a Republican, because I'm unofficially out of that party. I've been asked to give talks at Republican gatherings recently. And I mean, I just turned them down. It's fruitless. I'm not going to be looking for a needle in a haystack who supports the way I think, and I am really, really strong on this feeling. So it's for their own selfish meetings, and there are a couple of good people out there. You know, this bill gets passed, and the conservatives are also slamming the few conservatives, the bill. You know how many pages the bill is? 2,232 pages that dramatically increase spending. And it's going to be voted on as soon as Thursday with almost no congressional or public deliberation. Now, I know the argument is Trump is going to vote to increase the debt to 1.5 million. It looks 1.57, I think. It's going to be 1.33. He's got no choice. He doesn't have any choice. Obama did that by with the biggest substantial increases in history. And think of that, where billions are lost on green companies, on companies that built all this computer tracking for Obamacare. $1 billion. I mean, just thrown out everywhere. Evil, and what I believe were his attempts to level the playing field with third world countries. I mean, he says it almost so many ways. Where is Barack, by the way? Where is he? Planning his... Oh, I saw a cartoon. Planning his presidential library. I saw a cartoon. I wish I could be more descriptive. Let's see, how much can I get away with here? It shows a truck. Got to take this very slowly. I just said to you, Tim, that I don't think often beforehand. I just bang, I go. I better think about this one. And I think you'll be able to put it together. A truck in Kenya. And the foundation has been laid. And they're filling the foundation with... Got it? Got an imagination here. It's hysterical. This man is going to have a $1 billion library. Why doesn't this man say, take the $1 billion? First of all, he'll have more money for he and his kids and grandkids and grandkids than anybody could imagine by the time he's done. He'll be a billionaire several times over. So why don't you take the $1 billion and give it to people who need it in this country, Mr. Big Shot, who doesn't give much in terms of charity. So self-righteous, so hypocritical are these politicians out there that it even defies the standards of cheapskates. And I know a couple, they're friends of mine. They're just cheap. They don't like to spend money. But they're decent people who would spend money. And one of the reasons they don't spend money, and I can understand it, is they feel that they've suffered some consequences of early stock market crashes, and you become very concerned. I know that people, you know, like my father, during the Depression, you grow up and you become used to hoarding your money and protecting it. And I could see... I'm not a big spender, but I will not hesitate to spend money on something, as my father used to say, that will bring me equal value. I mean, if my wife said, let's go to Europe, and she won't, you know, we're happy. Let's go to Europe for 2 weeks. I wouldn't even blink. I'd say, okay, where do you want to go? I mean, I'm happy to do anything she wants and go anywhere she wants. That's a real partner in life. A real partner, I'll tell you. So one of the good guys, there aren't many, I have to stop and think. Conservative Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan told The Hill that I hope this bill gets vetoed, but I think it's not good for the American taxpayer. It's not consistent, anywhere close to consistent. And that's what they elected us for in 2016. We basically sold them out. So did another good guy, Mark Meadows, Representative Mark Meadows. And his quote, I love this quote. It's troubling when we get a tunnel and we don't get a wall. Love it. His reference was the $540 million the bill embarks for the massive gateway trail, a rail, a tunnel that's going to link New York City and New Jersey. $541 million. You know whose project this is? Chuck Schumer. And Gateway is going to get more than half of the $900 million. More than half through Chuck Schumer. And it provides more than $3.2 billion for infrastructure and rail projects. Ways to raise more money. I'm not saying it would be nice. My father always said, Stu, do the most important things first. First thing to do is put the money in the bank. We're taking it out as fast as we can. We're coming back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Wayne Rogers. You see me every week on the Fox Channel talking about business, and somebody who's as good as I am, if not better, Stu Taylor. Listen to his Business Talk Radio Network.
All right, so we are back on this generally cloudy and somewhat snowy Thursday, depending upon where you are, and going through some of the issues that we're talking about today. Mark Zuckerberg is another one regarding the security and the sanctity of Facebook, which had private confidential information released to, I don't know, I think 57 million people. He was in hiding for about a week. First of all, I mean, to me, Mark Zuckerberg is a socialist, a communist. I find him, I've always found him to be incredibly offensive. He's quite brilliant, by the way. Looking through those IQs, I think his IQ is around 160, not criticizing his intelligence. But doesn't it seem to be amazing that the people with the highest intelligence often are the dumbest when it comes to pragmatical thing or reasoning or politics? I mean, they're all, most of them are dumb when it comes to politics. You know, I have a member of my family. I hope he's not, well, I don't care if he's listening. His views, and you find this in every single family, are so far to the left that I refuse to discuss politics ever. So the relationship is fantastic. That's the secret. Don't get into these discussions unless it's a soulmate politically. So it's kind of my hope, you know, in that little part of me, it's like I hope he listens at times, but he won't say a word now. And I love you. You're out there, whoever you are. But we become so polarized. So polarized that we've gone our separate ways. When you start choosing friendships on the basis of political partisanship, you know, we as a culture have gone too far. Now, I can never, ever, ever remember this happening. It started with Obama because the separation that he created, not between church and state necessarily, oh, there's one right there, but between left and right and white and black, has so far been irreparable. And who inherited all this? The sex fiend, Donald Trump. I don't care about his sexual escapades. I don't care. They're going to parade him through. Nothing's going to come of it. You're going to impeach him for inappropriate behavior that was committed. And there's no doubt. I mean, wasn't born yesterday. A lot of great-looking women. He had access to a lot of them. I mean, from a hormone point of view, from a testosterone point of view, I mean, you look and you say, wow. You know, every guy, you know, is going to say, wow. But there are things you just don't do. Reportedly, he hasn't done it since he's been married. And I frankly, honestly, I mean, I hope he hasn't. But I have to weigh. I'm always weighing one thing against the other. And I'm looking, look what this guy is doing. It's unbelievable. Go out and, you know, I know I shouldn't say that. Go out and do what you want. I'm saying don't, because it's pretty stupid and it's, well, I'm not going to get into your marriage, Donald. I'm not interested. I'm going to go back to Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg is holier than thou. On every single level, from the time he was at Harvard, and I'd like to know the real truth about that, the movie Facebook. I saw it. How much he swindled Facebook from these co-founders and how they must sit every day and cry. He's a conniving, extraordinary entrepreneur. I don't underestimate someone's faculties or their ability or their intelligence when it comes to what they achieve. People go and say, Trump is so stupid. He's an idiot. He's a moron. Think what you're saying. You know what I get called on more than anything else on the emails that I receive here? I get called on people saying, how could Trump congratulate Putin? And why do you say flattering things like he's a great leader for Russia? And there are now reports coming out that there are hits going on all over the world as a result of Putin. And I'm not getting in to everybody's political situation. You know why? Because there won't be anybody left to have friends with. They'll get right down to you. You won't even be married to your spouse if you start digging. So Trump is taking all of this because I would have called Putin right away and said, congratulations. This is the thing you do. You're in international politics. Why do you want to widen the gap? You only want to widen the gap so your people can get him in, so you can find a justification of what you're looking to do, which is to get Trump impeached, which is to allow illegal immigrants into this country to cast votes so that the Democrat Party will be the only party in existence. I'm giving you a simplification. But think about this. Get with it. What do you think the objective is here? To help the American people? The Democrats prove day in and day out they don't give a damn about the American people. What they care about is their own self-interest and, in a sense, their public voting constituency, and they vote about that because it'll get them back in office to enjoy the great lives they had and have. And what do you think what happens when they, well, first of all, they almost never retire. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, please, at 85, please leave. I'm begging you to leave. And I'll send you $100. Oh, no, it's a bribe. So it's a situation where most people are looking out for this. I say most. I have to say that's untrue, too. I mean, I'm caught up in the emotion of a lot of this. I talked yesterday about good, strong values and character and decency, and I just generalized it to middle America. And, you know, you can have middle America living on each coast, although you may have trouble finding them in California and in New York. But they're the heart and soul of this country. And I talk with them every day, and I do this show, and I criticize. And listen, I just want to tell you, I talk to 100 people a day. And I talk to a lot of these people. Quote, they're wonderful. And they do things for anybody they can imagine who's decent. I mean, I have a story I'd love to tell you, but I don't want to take up 3 minutes. I had what broke here? A boiler? A tank? Oil tank? And I have...
Hot water heater?
My water heater broke and is flooded the basement. I have a plumber who's been in business 50 years. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And just to make it short, he works 12 hours a day. He's got 400 to 500 clients. He actually came out to see me personally. He's got 4 help. He can't even control it. He's got his own personal problems and charities. He's one of the most decent. I was shocked. I've met him and he's a nice guy. I never realized how much he contributes to charities and to people and to their causes. And there are a lot of people out there like that. And then you look to Washington and you become skewed and you become cynical and you think about Hollywood and you think about academia and the hate level just rises and rises. And the millennials who just basically by and large, so many of them, they don't understand a damn thing about what's going on and the character it took to build this country. I'm tired of hearing, it's enough is enough is enough is enough. I mean, I don't want to get into all of the trivial cliches that are used out there. Yeah, sometimes I do, but I don't like it's an empty burger, or they, I mean, even the big politicians get into using that. The swamp. Notice when I do my shows, not saying positive or negative, I use that language very little. Somehow everybody gets into this collective thought of thinking and describing people. A couple of things on radio I hear every single radio talk show host do. I don't want to say, I'm not going to say what it is, then I'll say it. And I'll hear about it. But we've got a long way to go here. And we're making great progress. How are we going to stop what's going on today and have everybody, it won't happen, because as soon as they say, oh, we're having a bipartisan effort, cut it out. Stop talking about bipartisan efforts. There aren't any. All right, we'll come back. One more segment.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Play order now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio. IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
My views on the death penalty as a deterrent: institute the death penalty not only for interstate homicides, institute it in cases where it's needed. I am, and I have been, and I am so sick of this liberal society giving people who maybe get a traffic ticket 50 years in jail. Well, it's extreme, although I'm sure it could happen in Florida or Texas. I mean, you do something really minor down there. Wow. I mean, it's just unbelievable. My my son-in-law and daughter were just in Dubai for a vacation for a week. I mean, someplace I've always wanted to see. And he was describing to me, both of them, how surreal. You've got buildings and buildings and buildings. They keep building and they're empty and they don't care because they get billions of dollars. I mean, it's amazing. But there's not much crime. And when you drive and there are cameras everywhere and the laws are upheld so that if you go 1 or 2 miles over the speed limit, they get you. So, I mean, that's toughness. Now, I think that's unreasonable. But I applaud being stern and being stern with the law. And when these drug cartels and M13 and these users and people who distribute drugs are destroying thousands and thousands of lives. Just think, it could be one dealer who could destroy thousands of lives. And what they do is they let them out, either send it back. I wouldn't even send it back. Honestly, after a fair trial, see, that's another story. Unless there were extreme circumstances to indicate others or any doubt, you can't execute someone. I abide by the laws, innocent until proved guilty, and unfortunately, it's guilty until proved innocent when it comes to the Republicans. They've got to face, I don't care what the statistics, well, you got a poll that just said that the people who commit murder often don't read. They've taken innocent lives. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, although literally I don't think it really meant that. But Jeff Sessions And one of the few things that have reached the surface that he's done well, he's instructing prosecutors to seek the death penalty for drug-related offenses whenever appropriate. And I think that's very fair to put in. It's in order to increase the federal government's efforts to combat the opioid crisis. Trump is making the most monumental effort we've ever seen. What did Obama do about anything? Mr. Druggie himself, from what I heard, do I know? No. You know, we hear things. Like I say, I heard this. Oh, boy, is it true? I could come on here and say it's true. I've seen, and you can make the distinctions if you want, the things that are covered up in this country. If you can do it about Trump, and you know about his womanizing, and he's a tough, miserable SOB to work with as a businessman. I'm not saying any of that. I always say, look at the results. Look at the results. Look how many millions of people in this country are benefiting. And I'm just going to keep saying that. Leave him alone to do his job. He could do twice what he's doing, accomplish twice what he's achieved. Stupidity. Stupidity. So I'm not arrogant or elite when I say half this country, roughly. They're really stupid. Because it's no longer the case for naivety. It's no longer the case for ignorance. Ignorance, you see, as far as I'm concerned, if it isn't corrected, mushrooms into stupidity. Sessions used a memo, and the memo is talking about drug traffickers, transnational criminal organizations, street gangs, and all of that. Federal prosecutors have to consider every lawful tool at their disposal. Now, if you're alive, if you're breathing, if you read a newspaper, if you go up on websites, if you watch them, even, well, you won't hear it. I guess you'll hear it on NBC and CBS. They prefer not to talk about it because it's Trump's fault. I mean, that's the way they reframe everything that way. CNN, I still have to watch it. I mean, if I didn't do this, if I didn't do what I do every day, I don't think I'd ever turn on CNN or MSNBC, ever. And that includes you, my old acquaintance, Joe Scarborough, who's completely gone out of his mind. Now, that's the power of a woman, isn't it? And the power of the 5 to 8 million a year getting offered from the network, and the power of a, and, you know, I think she's an idiot, but I think she's amazingly attractive for her age. And I've met Mika Brzezinski many times, six or seven times. The lady's drop dead gorgeous. And I guess, you know, this is what can happen. It happened to Trump. It can happen to a lot of guys. It doesn't happen to me, honey. So, you know, you look, and when you think of the disaster that opioids have caused, it is rampant. It is getting worse and worse and worse. I can remember a trip my wife took. We took so many of them last summer and went through these rural towns in Maine and Vermont just to stop for lunch and walk around. To me, that is. I've been there before, but there are so many towns you can't go to them all. It's so enjoyable, and they're all drug-ridden. Because I talk with people, I'll say, hey, I'm a radio talk show host. I say, how's the drug situation here? Terrible. Terrible. And before you want to talk about any of other Trump's accomplishments, he's saying it's time for the death penalty. It's time to stop this rush of opioids. And none of the Democrats will say it. And I don't think any of the Republicans will even have the guts to carry this through. You know, the lobbying, I don't know what kind of lobbying. I don't have time to get into that right now. That would take effect to make sure that these drugs keep coming in. Trust me, it's there. Trump doesn't care. This man, if he's left alone, just like Orrin Hatch said, could be the greatest president we ever had. Now, you could disconnect here or change the station laughing. Go ahead and laugh. And I'm not laughing because I'm afraid of impeachment. All right. Great talking with you. Back tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,